The Mishnah tells us that mitzvahs chalitza kodemes le mitzvahs yibum, that we give preference to chalitza over yibum. The truth is that really it should have been that yibum takes precedence, as the Mishnah indicates. But when they realized that people weren't being mechaven l'shem mitzvah, so then Chazal said that better to do chalitza rather than to do yibum. And this represents the position of Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul was of the opinion that somebody who has kavana l'shem noi, who's just attracted to the woman who he's supposed to do the mitzvah of yibum with, and that's his intent, so that is no mitzvah, and that touches upon the prohibition of eshes ach. So this Mishnah seems to reflect that position, that since Chazal realized that people were not intending l'shem mitzvah, so therefore they said that actually chalitza would be preferable to yibum. Happens to be, though, that Abba Shaul's opinion is not the only one, and we find that Rabbanan disagree with Abba Shaul, so therefore, whether or not this is true l'maskana, that chalitza is actually preferable, perhaps yibum is preferable if you disagree with Abba Shaul, so that's a dispute in the Rishonim as well. And the Rambam paskins that yibum is kodemes l'mitzvahs chalitza, and others, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chananu, and the Smag paskin like Abba Shaul, effectively indicating that chalitza should be preferable. In Shulchan Aruch, so we find that the psak is in Siman Kuf Samachay and Evan Ezer that mitzvahs yibum kodemes and mitzvahs chalitza, but then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say v'yesh omrim shemitzvahs chalitza kodemes. And the Ramah then goes into a whole discussion about situations where we know there is kavana l'shem mitzvah, situations where there's no kavana l'shem mitzvah, etc. Bachanan Wasserman and other Achronim explain, based on the Shulas HaRambam, that the issue between Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan seems to be the question of how do we relate to the prohibition of Eishas Ach, the prohibition of marrying one's brother's widow in light of the mitzvah of Yibum. Normally it's prohibited for somebody to marry his brother's wife, and yet in a situation of Yibum it's a mitzvah. So does that indicate that it's the mitzvah of Yibum which cancels out the Isser? And it's Dechuya? Or the Isser in this case is completely non-existent. It's Hutra. And apparently the understanding is that according to Abba Shaul, we have a situation of Dechuya. It's only the mitzvah that suspends this prohibition. And if the intent of the mitzvah is not there, so then the prohibition remains in effect, while the Rabbanan apparently hold that the Isser is Hutra in this case, and no lack of intent can affect the situation. The Achronim also explain, or Bachanan explains, that this is not the same issue as mitzvahs riches kavana, because we have a question of whether or not mitzvahs need kavana. The question if you're going to fulfill a mitzvah of blowing shofar or eating matzah, does that need kavana? So that's assuming it's a situation where the act that we're talking about, that's what we're interested in. We're interested in the act of eating matzah, we're interested in the act of blowing shofar. So we want to know if you have to have kavana for that act. But when it comes to yibum, it's different. There we're really focused on the result. The act of yibum is supposed to bring about a result of the brother and the wife, the brother and the original wife being married and having children, and therefore that result comes later. So it could be that this is a different question as far as whether kavana should affect that. And that would also have other nafkaminas, such as mitzvah baba there, etc., as Buchanan points out. And the Aruch HaShulchan, he also discusses along these lines and gives other reasons why there's a difference between this question and the question of mitzvah shrichas kavana, and they don't necessarily overlap. We do find that the Pesach Yeshuva quotes from the Noda Bihuda that the Noda Bihuda insists that it must be that even Abba Shaul only holds that bad kavana will get in the way, that kavana l'shem noi will get in the way, but if there's no kavana, that's what we would call stam kavana, there's unspecified kavana, then that's okay. And he says it has to be the case because we know that a cheresh is able to do the mitzvah of yibum. A cheresh at least in the Talmudic sense, a dispute in Poskim, at least in the current, in the modern sense, at least in the Talmudic sense, so a Cheresh doesn't have the capacity to perform mitzvahs, and nonetheless, he's able to fulfill Yibum, so it must be that this concept of Stam, counting, works even according to Abba Shaul, and even Abba Shaul would only disqualify somebody whose intention is L'shem Noi. Nonetheless, the poskim we see in the Shulchan Aruch and the Pesachei Tshuva and the Aruch HaShulchan discussions that even those who hold that mitzvah Yibum is kodemus, that's assuming that there aren't other reasons why Yibum would be a bad idea. If it's the type of relationship that's not going to work for whatever reason, if he's inappropriate for her, or there's going to be a lot of machlokas, so then they write that everyone agrees that in such a case, chalitza is kodemus to Yibum.